So say you would have made a huge pattern that was the size of a single-decker bus, as you say, and then it was varnished and it was painted. How would it have been transported down to the foundry? Who would have done that?
Well, there were great double doors in the pattern shop, and a crane. There was a manual crane too, loaded onto a lorry low loader, and then away out through the out into Black Road, into Baker Street, and then down to the foundry.
And you, as pattern makers, you would have been responsible for actually hooking it up, or would it have been specialist crane drivers that would have been in charge of actually, moving it onto the low loader, etc.?
Oh no, that was all done by the pattern. Yeah, everything was very well organised. Yeah, Bruce Vollander, he was a stickler. If any, he would make sure that everything was in order.